Extra Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate y'all joining us today. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Matt Peel joining us now, our fitness trainer. And Matt, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. Somebody asked to actually, last time you were on, said, hey, really enjoy when you have Matt on, and I appreciate him being there. And today, Matt, and I can't remember exactly what this listener was speaking to, but I believe it goes along with what we're going to talk about today, and that would be pain. How do we, you know, solve it, deal with it, alleviate it even? And welcome to the program, as always.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And thank you to the listener for the feedback. That's great.
Yeah, it was really great. And by the way, everybody, I appreciate that very much and appreciate Matt joining us. And the feedback we get anytime we have somebody like Matt on is great. And so, Matt, before we get started, let's give everybody your contact information, how they can find you, learn more about what we're even going to talk about today.
Cool. So my website is Matt Peale. It's PEALE.com. On there's some great information. You can download a free report and get a free video series. You can follow me on Facebook at Athlete in the Game of Life, at Twitter, Matt Peel, and even connect with me on LinkedIn.
Perfect. All right. So pain, something that I think especially as we get older, there just seems to be more of that, Matt, that we deal with. And I know everybody out there is different. Not everybody's the same. And, you know, pain can affect people in a different manner. And I also know that, you know, certain individuals have a higher pain tolerance than others. And I think that's where I wanted to start with you is for those that maybe have a higher tolerance and they're just willing to put up with more pain, is that always a good thing?
That is definitely not a good thing because you're continuing down that road, you know, into the ditch. And just because, like, take for example a bad job, you know, how you can deal with the pain of a bad boss, but eventually, you know, you kind of look back and go, man, I should have made a correction maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. So it's the same thing. We still want to address it as soon as we can, even though it might not think it's causing a problem. That's when it probably is causing more problems than you really believe. And it's not just the stretching portion of it, but it's really the strengthening of that opposite side of the muscle that can be just as beneficial as stretching the one that you feel is in pain.
Okay, so let's talk about, I don't know, I'll just pick something, neck pain. You see a lot of people running around where they're twisting their neck or they're, you know, you can see them trying to stretch it or they, you know, you can tell they just can't turn their head as far as they might have been able to as they were younger. You know, I mean, I know it's not a blanket, you know, answer as to what's going on there, but typically what are people, you know, what's going on there and what do they do to try to fix that?
Typically what's going on these days is what we call forward head position or text neck. And that's because we're staring down at our phones and our computers all day long. So it begins to pull our neck forward. So the muscles in the back of our neck get over lengthened. And then the ones in front, kind of like right underneath your chin, for example, get shortened. And then it begins to pull everything else, pulls your shoulders forward. It begins to pull them inward, and then your chest is tight, and then those muscles in between your shoulder blades get over lengthened and weak. So really there are things that we can do. We can obviously stretch our pectoral or our chest muscles. We can also do exercises to strengthen those muscles right between your shoulder blades or your kind of your scapula area, and that can help bring everything back into alignment, which then can alleviate the pain, because where you feel the pain may not actually be where the cause of the pain is.
That's a great point. And I've experienced that even on my own. And by the way, everything you just said, I noticed the last airplane flight I took, I could tell that my neck was just sore. And the reason it was sore was because I was in a bulkhead seat, didn't have the ability to put, you know, my iPad where I was watching some movies and dinking around. You know, you didn't have the ability to put that up in front of you. So you were staring down at your lap the entire time. And in turn, what you just said happened.
Yeah, and it's not just as we age. I'm working with a 22-year-old, and you think, oh, young kid, young guy, he's resilient, he's good to go. Well, you stare at him, and we'll look at him, and he's on the computer all day. You can already see the rounding of his upper shoulders, his neck jutting forward. And so for me, it's let's get you back into position. You're only 22 years old, dude. You know, you got a long life ahead of you. And if you're already looking like this now, you know, I'm a little bit more than twice his age, sorry to admit. But if you get to my age,
makes sense.
You know, what are you going to look like?
Right.
You're going to be like a ball?
Makes total sense. Okay, so give us some tips on, number one, what do we do to eliminate, you know, and I know it sounds really somewhat, you know, sort of common sense in my case, okay, move the screen up. Well, that was hard to do because there wasn't anything in front of you to actually set it on. So it really was one of those things where either you stop watching it, which I probably should have done, and lay, you know, tilt your head back and find something else to do. But there's a lot of folks out there that, to your point, they work on the computer. They're doing different things. They might even have the type of a job where it's not even a screen they're looking at, but maybe it's a piece of equipment. Maybe they've got that kind of a job. They're a machinist and things along those lines. There's all sorts of things that can put us in that position. How do you deal with that?
Well, a couple things that you can do for that is one I call, it's called a wall angel, or as some of my clients affectionately call it, the crucifixion. I think we talked about it before. And it doesn't require any equipment. You just put your heels flat, find a flat surface,
okay,
stand against it with your head against the wall and your heels against the wall. And what you want to do is raise your hands up as, you know, straight above your head. And then you're going to slowly bring them down, trying to push your elbows back against that wall. And you're going to feel everything begin to pull back into good postural alignment. And does it kind of hurt? Well, it's a good stretch, I'll tell you that. So you're going to go down 4 seconds on the way down, hold it to when your arms are about like an L, about 90 degrees for a couple seconds, and then you can push them straight up again.
Okay.
You can do this around 10 times. And if you can do this every single day, and you'll begin to feel yourself pull back into alignment.
Something you do mornings, night, both. How do you do that part of it?
Whenever you got 2 minutes.
Okay.
You know, that's really a great stretch to do. Yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about pain, what you guys can do to alleviate it or even keep it from coming in the first place. Matt Peel with us again. And it's mattpeel.com, MattPeale. We'll be right back. Gino Cerezin, our health and wellness edition, as we do every Wednesday. Matt Peel with us. He is our fitness trainer, mattpeale.com. In case you're just joining us, it's MattPeale. Matt, we are talking about pain. And again, as we get older, but to your point earlier, you don't have to be old. I've seen people in their, you know, late teens, early 20s, even complaining about pain, depending upon what they do, how they handle things, and so on. Do you feel like this is a topic that is, how do I want to say this? Make sure I say this correctly. Are we in more pain as a society today than we've ever been, or are we just more cognizant of it?
I think we're more cognizant of it because we're more sedentary than ever.
Okay.
If you take us back, oh, hell, I don't know, 30 or 40 years,
right?
Maybe more than that, we're more active. Are we in pain? Sure. But I think it's different types of pain, for example. But now, as we've been saying, especially this last year, I think it's really come to the forefront of just how much we are sitting, being stuck on, you know, the Zoom call all day long is the way for the boss to check up on us. So now it's just becoming, yeah, I think, more to the forefront.
And by the way, I think everything you just said, I fully agree with. Even when, you know, you go back to that same time you're talking about, even in the job world, and let's even go this far and say that that line, and I could be wrong on this, but that line is probably roughly when we started using personal computers, even at work, you know, far more than, you know, let's face it, even a lot of small businesses before the PC was invented, they did a lot of things by hand. They were up, they were down, they were doing a lot of different things, even bookkeeping-wise, that is different than sitting in front of a PC. I realize that computers existed before that and big companies had them, banks and so on. But I'm talking on average, I think the PC, and I'm not saying it right, wrong, or otherwise, I'm just saying it is what it is. I think it's contributed as much to what you're talking about as anything else.
At 100%. It's not just seeing the work that we're doing, but it's our communication device.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just let me type this up and make a spreadsheet or type this report. Well, you still had to, you know, type something up, pick it up, take it to the boss, take
right.
it to whoever.
Right.
So there was more movement in and around an office in ways to communicate. Now you do everything from that sitting position. You talk yep. to your coworkers. You talk to your boss. You talk to your family. You talk to everything while your butt is in a chair.
Yeah. No, Matt, I can date myself a little bit here, and Charlie, I'll appreciate this. I remember the days before copiers. Yes, folks, before copiers were mainstream and not everyone could afford one. I know now everybody can, but before that, we used what we call a ditto machine, where you typed yeah. out this steel plate, you stuck it on the drum, you wrote, you know, you, Matt, if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted to print 100 of those, man, your arm was tired at the end of that because you had to rotate that thing by hand.
Well, that's when I was in school, we had ditto machines when I was in elementary school, so I remember that. When you say that, my first job out of college was actually selling copy machines. So
there you go.
Yeah, and you want to talk about moving around? I had to move my own equipment, so I'm wearing a shirt and tie and dress pants, and I'm picking up a copier down here in South Mississippi where I was at, sweating my butt off in a nice shirt and tie while I'm trying to give you a demonstration. That was really nice.
No, it's a great point. I mean, I think it's one of those things. Again, we just sort of need to remind ourselves that those are the differences between then and now. And again, Matt, it's not right, wrong, or otherwise. It just is what it is, but we have to deal with it. Otherwise, we're going to live in this constant state of pain, if you would, which, by the way, no one likes. That's not a fun place to be.
It's not a fun place to be, and you're right. It also it affects everybody. I'm working with another teenager who, and kind of talk about really knowledge level of even other so-called experts who constantly pulls his hamstring. He's a football player. He's going to be a senior. And they do nothing to strengthen hamstrings. They do all, as people know who played high school football, like clean squats, bench press, maybe deadlift.
Right.
There's nothing on the back side of your legs that you're working. So he's constantly pulling his same hamstring. So we're working dedicated to strengthening that hamstring, and now he feels a lot better and has more confidence, but that's something that schools aren't doing either. So it's kind of funny.
Okay, a dumb question there. Why?
Because I don't believe it's the knowledge level of the typical high school coach, and it's not knocking on them, but the knowledge level of them, it just gets passed down and passed down and passed down. Why do we do these things? I don't know, because
we always have.
I learned when I was in high school, because that's what we always have, and that's just what we continue to do. So here's your workout on the board, 27, whatever squats, deadlifts, cleans, blah, 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 bench press, all right, let's go out and practice. Well, that's not really why you still having injuries. I don't know, because they're lifting all the time, maybe. Well, they're lifting wrong. That's the problem.
I have a dumb question along those lines, too, Matt, that I've just, even when I was a kid playing football and doing all the things you just mentioned and working out and so on, I just always felt like, and maybe I was that weird kid, but I just always felt like we have this one-size-fits-all approach to even every body type when it comes to what we're going to do to prep for a particular sport. And yet, we don't do that in the pros. Why do we do that in, junior high, high school, and even college when I know and you know one size doesn't fit all?
Without going too much down a political rabbit hole, I think obviously it comes down to budget and knowledge of the coaches. But you're absolutely correct. I played soccer growing up, so I'm using muscles in a different way than alignment.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. Why would I still go to the same training program that a lineman is going to do when doing a power clean doesn't help me with slide tackling or my dribbling skills or anything like that?
Right.
So,
well said. I mean, I took the words out of my mouth. I mean, to me, it just makes sense that I'm wrapping all this back around to. I think this is also true, Matt, where we get, and again, not poking anybody, not trying to, poke anybody in the eye or anything along those lines, but we try to give out all the right information here as we can on a weekly basis, and this is why you're with us. I also think that's where you have to be careful going to the atypical gym with the atypical, let's just face it, Matt, $15 to $16 an hour kid that just got hired that they just gave a little training session to, that this is how you're going to train people to run through the machines. And no offense, Matt, that's not really tailored to you as an individual.
That is definitely not tailored to you as an individual. And can result in injury. And again, it's a knowledge, and that's where working with a professional like myself comes in to give you the personal knowledge that you need. Because as you said, John, everybody is different. What you do on a daily basis as far as your sitting positioning, standing positioning is different than, what maybe another client of even the same age is doing. So you have to be cognizant of that and not go in and try to exacerbate a problem. Because at the end, when you and I were growing up, how did we learn? We got Flex and Bodybuilding Magazine and things like that, right? All right, well, let's look at this hulking dude. I'm not a hulking dude, but apparently that's how I have to work out because that's the only knowledge that I have.
Great point.
And so it just gets passed down, unfortunately, kind of down the wrong end. And I still see it out there today. You got these teenagers who try to do all this, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
All right, folks, again, Matt Peel, P-E-A-L-E, and it's with two T's, M-A-T-T-P-E-A-L-E, mattpeel.com. Go check out the website. You can sign up for a lot of different things that are there, by the way, including his mailing list. And, Matt, you got some great videos as well to talk about the things that we've just gone through.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. As always, Matt Peel, and really appreciate Matt. We'll have him on again here in the few weeks ahead, so don't worry. We'll have him back on a continual basis.